What an extraordinary note to end on. I know that there are probably others who, like me, have a million questions I want to ask. But I also know we have some people who need to make flight. So what I'm going to do is pass it over to Tim, who's going to say the closing remarks. But before I do, I really just want to give another thank you for this exceptional ending that really inspired us about what we can do to Angela and Lalanath. So please join me.
So I've learned a lot today. I hope that you have. I'm an epidemiologist. I collect numbers. And so I collected some numbers that I wanted to share with you, and you probably have some of your own. 2.3, 13, 53, 89, 3,500, 60,000, 20 million, 28 million, 46 million, and 3 billion. 2.3% of the Indonesian GDP is lost. That's $50 million a year due to poor sanitation. We learned that from our lunchtime speaker, Ms. Ismawati. 13 countries have developed adaptive responses to extreme heat from Alexa. I learned also that 53% of household trips in Bombay are done by walking, which would have stunned me because I try not to walk anywhere. I learned that 89% of small homeowners are first-time buyers, that 3,500 tons of solid waste are produced every day by the residents of Dhaka, and that 46% of it they actually can't get rid of. There are 60,000 trucks moving goods in and out of the Hunts Point neighborhood of South Bronx each week, and you can imagine the impact that those diesel fuel have on the respiratory diseases of that neighborhood. There are 20 million beverage containers recycled every year in the downtown East Side neighborhood of Vancouver. And there are 28 million tractors in the world, most of which are concentrated in Europe, the United States, and the developed world. I learned this afternoon that 46 million Americans live in poverty in the richest country in the world, and that Ontario can save $3 billion in healthcare costs by eliminating coal energy sources. So that's the kind of day that I had, and I hope that yours was equally informative. And so I would leave you with the note that Ali Shaidi of Egypt reminded us so poignantly yesterday, change happens. And so while you may have heard about some very, what seem like overwhelming problems, as Angela so eloquently pointed out, there are solutions. Thank you very much.
Okay. I want to thank you all for coming and then thank the real stars that have been behind this from the start. And for those stars that are in the room, please do stand when I call your name. Jennifer Proudfoot, Megan Arthur, Brittany Lambert, Talia Bronstein, Magda Barrera. These five people really organized this conference, and then we've had many helpers throughout: Adam, Leo, Maria, Claudia, Gonzalo, Aaron, Kip, Tinka, Morgan, Hope, Megan, Emma, Laura, Ryan, Zachary, Allie, Anna, Nicholas, Kara, Cosman, Denise, Kelly, Mitra, Paul. I hope that gives you a sense of how many people committed so much time to making this possible. Thank you for joining us.